Smile.
90.4 FM.
Good morning, Bobby and Lindy.
Hey, what's wrong with your car?
Oh, no, we don't start, okay? So I've got a chip on the windscreen. The side mirrors doesn't detract anymore, so it makes this funny sound. And then my automatic windows, it works most times, but it fails me at the best of times. I'll be at the service station and I'll be trying to open and nothing would happen.
Oh.
You just have a whirring sound.
But the cherry on top is there's a bit of a cosmetic or grammatical error in my name badge on my car. So I'm missing the letter D in my car. And I'm driving a Hyundai.
Oh, so you're driving now a Hyundai.
Oh, wow. Hey, yo.
I would say, you know what? Don't fix that. That's a good message for the guy behind you. So we asked producer Phil to get a mechanically sound individual on the line, our friends at McCarthy VW Paro. They've obliged. Davin John is one of the technicians there. Thanks for joining us, Davin. How are you doing? Doree let us know a little bit earlier that every now and again she'll have her battery light going on the dash, and then all the lights will come on, and then the car will cut out. And then she has to do a little MacGyver and wait a bit, and then it starts up again. Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh, it sounds like a common issue on vehicles. Maybe the alternator is not charging the vehicle, or the fan belt is not tight enough, causing a low voltage on the vehicle.
Oh, it sounds like an easy fix, or isn't it?
Depending, the alternator needs to be replaced. If it's just a regulator, it needs to be fitted on the alternator.
Ooh, I know alternator replacement's not an easy or a cheap job.
I had to do that, and it's very expensive.
Okay, Dr. Davin, try and diagnose this one. Kate said that she's got a neurotic indicator, and instead of going at a normal time, it goes double time.
What sound would that make, Lindy?
Can you fix Lindy for us, please, Davin?
Oh, no, I'm beyond repair.
Why would indicators do like a fast tick like that?
Normally on a fast tick, it's normally one of the indicator lamps are not working. So it's actually warning the driver of the vehicle that there's something wrong, because that is a safety hazard on the vehicle.
Okay, so it doesn't mean that you should take the turn faster than normal.
No.
I think it can also happen if you spill coffee on the dashboard.
Yeah, any caffeinated drink is going to make it do that.
I thought you need to change lanes really quickly at this point in time. Abby's on the line as well. Good morning, Abby. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys?
Not bad at all. What's the matter with your car?
So, my car does this weird thing, and it only does it whenever like it feels like it, especially when it's cold in the morning. So it goes like, wee, 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 wee.
Oh, please do that again.
Like, it doesn't happen every morning. Like, it just happens certain times. I'm like, are you okay? Like, what's wrong with you?
One more time, Abby.
So it just goes, wee, 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 wee.
Okay, Dr. Davin, diagnose that sound, please. What's wrong with Abby's car?
I go like that on cold mornings also.
Okay, normally like a wee, wee, wee sound can also be related to a belt that's a bit loose on the vehicle, and it can cause that loud squeaky noise in the morning. And as it gets warmer, the belt gets a bit softer and the noise goes away.
No, so I've heard that already, but the thing is, my car doesn't have the belt, it has the chain.
No, even though there's the vehicle is chain-driven, it's only turning the engine, you still have an auxiliary belt turning the rest of your pulleys on your vehicle.
Aha.
Ah, okay.
So it's a squeaky sound, and therefore it's a rubbery sound, and therefore it's got to be
a belt.
It's
not a squeaky sound, Bob.
It's a wee, 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 wee,
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.